In order for a devotee to chant the Krishna, Hare Krishna, with full consciousness, one has to always be in a mood that one is maintained by the Lord. Once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Balabhadra Bhattacharya after visiting Vrindavan and told him, earlier I made an attempt to visit Vrindavan that was not successful because I was followed by thousands and millions of people. But this time Krishna mercifully arranged for me to visit Vrindavan and made the journey very smooth and easy. I cannot even imagine. And he was very thankful to Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who accompanied him. Actually, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was cooking for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while travelling to Vrindavan. Sometimes there would be prasad arranged in a brahmana's house, and sometimes, you know, the journey would be long. There would be no village in between. So he would collect some roots and fruits and herbs, and he would cook from that. Sometimes they would lie down on the roadside. But still, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very thankful and grateful to Krishna for whatever Lord offered as food and whatever maintenance Lord arranged for him. He was thanking the Lord and he was thanking Balabhadra Bhattacharya also. And hearing this, Balabhadra Bhattacharya said, my dear Lord, Garuda is the carrier of Lord Vishnu, who is a very competent carrier. But as far as I am concerned, I am like a crow. I have no qualification, but still you glorify me, although I haven't done anything to you. But what is important there is how Lord Chaitanya always considered himself to be maintained by Krishna in all respects. Just like a abala astri, a woman who is an illiterate or uneducated, is married to a wealthy man. She knows my very sustenance and protection is in the hands of this man. And she is obedient to him, and she knows that she is under his custody, and in all respects she is his property. This is actually the Vedic outlook of a woman towards a man. And even if the man is angry sometimes, she tolerates it. And she knows actually I am being maintained by him. He is my bartha. So this consciousness of the woman keeps her at the custody of man always, at all times. Just like Mother Sita is very adamant to go to forest with Lord Rama. Rama is giving so many excuses and reasons why Sita should not come. And Sita also argues back with so many reasons why she has to come to forest. At one point of time, she breaks down to tears and starts very strongly arguing and weeping why she has to go to forest with Ram. And seeing this, Lord Ram smiles and he understands that now she has to come. So we can understand the mother Sita, how she depends on Ram utterly and wants to be in his custody always. Similarly, Krishna is called as Shyam and Radharani is called as Shyama. So Shyama means that which is Krishna's. So Radharani's name is identified as Krishna's possession. In the same way, every living entity is also Krishna's. Krishna means Krishna's property, Krishna's possession. And Sri Prabhupada gives an example of a cow in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Just as a cow is maintained by a farmer, the cow is given the grass, cow is given a standing place, a sitting place, cow is bathed and washed by the master and is completely under the custody of the master. Whatever the master does, the cow is ready to accept it, knowing that there is no other shelter for the cow. In the same way, all of us, Nityo Nityanam, Chaitana Chaitananam, Yeko Bahunam, Yo Vidadhati Kaman, we are actually maintained by Krishna. Every day when the food comes to us, properly should say, oh, Krishna has sent such nice prasad. So one has to know that this is not falling from the sky by itself or coming by chance. It is coming from Krishna. Krishna is sending his remnants. If Krishna is arranging a situation for us to go somewhere and speak about his glories or reside somewhere, all these things are actually all first class arrangements of Krishna. So one who maintains, one who preserves this consciousness that I am being maintained by Krishna, 24 hours a day, and Krishna is my resting place. Even the very earth on which we are sitting, it is Krishna's lotus feet. And all the living entities are chara and achara, moving and non-moving, they are all resting on Krishna's lotus feet. That is explained in the scriptures. Bhuv padav yasya nabir vyada sura nilash chandra suryauscha netre karuna vasha shiro dhyaur mukham api yasya vaste yamabdihi antastam yasya vishwam surana rakago bhogi gandharva daityaihi chitram ram ram yatetam tripuvanavapusham vishnumisham namami. So there it is said, Bhuv padav means, Bhuv padav means the bhu, or the bhumi, is actually the feet of Lord Vishnu, in which all the living entities are resting. So we have no resting place other than Krishna's shelter, Krishna's lotus feet. By keeping this in our mind, when we chant the holy name, Krishna is the maintainer. I am a poverty stricken destitute. I have nothing of my own. Everything is owned by Krishna. And I rest on Krishna's energy or Krishna directly. So this is one of the six aspects of surrender, called as Gopatritve Varanam Tata. One is being maintained by Krishna. This is a very ideal state of consciousness for taking shelter of Krishna when we chant the holy names. Harinam Prabhu Ki. Yeah.